musicians, producers to buy songs.
Yeah.
Composer would sell the song and then relinquish all the rights, which, who knows? Who would have known? Anyhow, there was a famous record executive for King Records named Sid Nathan. And he recorded everything from James Brown to the Stanley Brothers in the 50s. And he started in the 40s, and apparently he had a song hunter out there trying to find songs, and got a call from this guy. He says, I got the song here, it's a waltz, but it's $50. And Sid Nathan said, there's no song that's worth
$50. Well, go ahead and finish it.
Well, didn't Eddie Arnold have this one?
Well, maybe so. Maybe it was Eddie
Arnold. Patty Page probably had a big one.
Patty Page did, but... You know, it was a state song for Tennessee for a long time. Bobby Osborne sang Rocky Top, you know. And then he told me the story about that, you know, going to the State House when they voted Rocky Top the state song for Tennessee. So it beat out the Tennessee Waltz after about...
I didn't know you could evict.
30 years, yeah. It was.
Or impeach a song.
Yeah.
See if you recognize this, friends.